Good morning and welcome to Inside Ag Country. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson, and joining us now is Katie Miller, the Market Education Specialist at Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good. How are you, Shauna?
Good. Hey, we need to talk about the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate report that came out and the Crop Progress report.
Yeah, there's been so much information out lately. I don't know if there was a lot of surprises in it, but there were a few things specifically. USDA did finally address the tariff situation. There was some question about how that would play out when it came to carry out projections, but USDA says their policy is to continue with the existing trade policy through the end of the projection period. So they're pretending that these tariffs go all the way through the crop year, that is to end of August in 2019. And it resulted in a much higher carryout than most people were perhaps thinking going in. Right around 580 million bushels, so big number to deal with. Now, whether or not that comes to fruition and the tariffs last that long remains to be seen, but that is what USDA will work on for right now.
And it looks like these soybeans are really taking the brunt of these tariffs.
They really are taking the brunt of it, and it's because China is the largest customer. You know, around two-thirds of the world beans go to China, and it's true, they will buy a bulk of those from South America, and Brazil probably will end up selling most of their beans there. They'll still have to buy some from the U.S., but the fact is it really changes market structure, and the longer it goes on, the harder it'll be to get some of that back going forward. The other part is right now, because Brazil beans are in such high demand, you have premiums that are quite a bit higher, so their basis coming off the ports is, of course, very strong. That's making Brazilian farmers more profitable. And just like here, once they have some money and they have those profits, they start to reinvest into production. So, you know, the longer this goes on, the more that happens. Now, as far as anyone knows, it could end next week, it could end next month, but the market doesn't like uncertainty, and that's where we are right now.
Okay. How are prices holding up?
You know, not great for right now. Soybeans were back to levels we saw in 2008. We have had a little bit of an improvement over the past few days. Some of it might be crop conditions. Now, they aren't awful by any means. They are still very, very strong, but we've had a bit of a decline. A lot of that is because of Missouri especially has been dry, but then we have other areas, northern Illinois, and then, of course, southwestern Minnesota that are just very, very wet. It hasn't been huge declines, but it is noticeable enough. And oddly enough, corn and soybeans, North Dakota, we've seen improvements. And a lot of that's because of the rain that we've gotten over the past few weeks.
Boy, we've really been getting some nice rains lately, haven't we? I'm sure that's really helped out a lot.
It really has, and it's kind of just in time. And we're just going into pollination. A lot of guys are getting a little bit nervous there when we got to the end of June. But on the whole, everyone looks like they're in very good condition right now. South Dakota has had some struggles with dryness, depending on which part of the state you're in. Of course, they've had some bad storms there as well. But they're in okay shape. They're still, you know, in the 60s somewhere as far as conditions. So they should be okay. It might not be the best crop in the world, but should be at least average.
Okay. And now we can just keep this hail away. That's been a big threat early on this year. It seemed like that hit early.
It really was early, and it seemed like it was kind of unusually large in a lot of cases,
yeah,
too. I don't know, you know, exactly. A meteorologist, I'm not real sure why we had that the way it was. But, yeah, if we could keep that away, it'd certainly help going ahead. Now, that I've heard there's some spots of, you know, southwest Minnesota where they've been so wet and the crop is struggling. They, you know, they might take a little hail right now, and they'd be okay with it. So.
Yeah, and I know I've spoken with Daryl Richeson in the past few weeks, and he did say the first half of the summer looked like it was going to be wetter and hotter. So we'll see if things start changing the corner here. We'll keep an eye on that. With the prices now, Katie, where they're at, you said, you know, some prices down to like 2008 levels. What should guys be thinking about and doing?
You know, I think the first thing, hopefully they've sold some going in, so we have a little bit of flexibility as far as time. I think one thing we have to keep in mind is carry. We don't have a tremendous amount of carry, but we do have some, especially in corn. If they can keep it till March, maybe get a little bit more basis improvement. They can look at rolling some of those December contracts ahead if it makes sense for them. You know, everybody's going to be a little bit different in terms of their costs and how much they can keep and when they need cash. If they haven't sold anything, it's going to be a little bit of a tighter situation, but I think most guys should at least try to make sure they can cover their bills that are going to need to come due here this fall.
Okay. Anything else we should know today?
No, I think that kind of covers it. One thing to add on crop progress is both corn and soybeans about a week ahead. You know, like you said, Daryl, we've been pretty warm.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a little bit of talk, like, if you have a crop that's that far ahead, that the yield's not as good. And it's kind of a 50-50 shot. I was looking yesterday, 2012, we were, of course, quite a ways ahead, and that was a bad crop year. But the other one that's close is 1987, and actually that was a record crop year at the time. So, I can't say one way or the other for sure. I think a lot of it has to do with moisture, and right now we seem to be sitting in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and good news considering last year was looking on the bleak side for moisture, that's for sure.
Sure, and if we have, low prices, the more bushels we get, I guess, kind of counterproductive, but certainly help out on the income statements.
Absolutely. Katie Miller, how can our listeners get a hold of you at Ag Country Farm Credit Services?
They can go into their local office. We have offices up and down the Red River Valley and then all the way down to Wilmer and Olivia. Talk to the loan officer there, and they can get you in touch with who you need to talk to.
All right, Katie Miller, the Market Education Specialist at Ag Country. Thanks for joining us today. Always great to hear from you.
Yeah, glad to be on, Shauna.